Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. We both have vacation, so we are ready.
We're back to share our incredible stories with you. As always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean after a while, you will not even need our treatment if you followed our diet and our lifestyle recommendations.
And the only way to cure any symptom is to restore health. Right. A healthy person doesn't have any symptom.
Right.
So you cannot treat diabetes alone. If the patient also have Alzheimer, you got to treat Alzheimer. If the patient have high blood pressure, it also need to be treated.
Because everything's connected.
That's right. If you claim that this drug helps diabetes or cure diabetes, okay, this drug need to cure Alzheimer and high blood pressure also. So current research will never find a cure of anything.
Right. And the only thing that the drug is doing is suppressing the sugar levels. It's not fixing why the sugar is high.
Exactly. Not the cause.
It's a band-aid approach, which is very, very harmful to your health. And as we see the growing elderly population, the baby boomers, they're getting more and more over-medicated. 10 to 12 medications.
They start aiming on the young generation with mental disorders.
Right.
And the military, okay, pushing for vaccines, for drugs, GMOs. No,
antidepressants
really.
Especially. That's a huge, huge red flag. If you have a son or daughter who's in their teens or 20s who's kind of depressed and they can't get over the hump, do not put them on antidepressant, because what that does is it actually increases their risk of homicidal and suicidal tendencies.
All the gunmen that we are the shooting, almost all of them have been seeing psychiatrists, and then all they do is give them on antipsychotic drugs.
Yes.
And then they get into this rage and then they go kill.
Yes, it's very, 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 very severely dangerous. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, which is drtong.com. Last time we had with us two very special cases. First one was Nadia, who suffered from many, many years of abdominal pain with a diagnosis of hiatal hernia. She could not even touch her stomach without pain. Just even the touch, sensation of touch, would cause her to have so much pain. All the ultrasounds and all the CT scans were normal besides the hiatal hernia. After the first treatment with Dr. Tong, she actually could push her belly with no pain. And she's doing much, much better.
Yeah, a lot of energy the next day. Yeah.
A lot more energy, able to do a lot more. We're still working with her, but she continues to improve, and she's maintained the gains from that first treatment. She's had a couple more treatments. So that has been a great improvement with her. We also had with us Rocky, who actually first came to see us in 1998. Many, many years ago. And at the time, he was scheduled to have sinus surgery because he had severe mucus drainage coming from his sinus, mucus plugs. And this is kind of a grotesque picture, but he said he could pull the mucus out of his nose like ropes, which is kind
of... So he doesn't need any ropes at home.
Anyway, so after, I think, after three treatments or four treatments with Dr. Tong, he... canceled his sinus surgery and never looked back. And before that, they had put him on antibiotic after antibiotic and on months of antibiotics, which for sure harmed his GI system, his gastrointestinal system, because I don't think he, at that time, he was taking probiotics. And so then he had acid reflux and diarrhea, problems like that. And within the first four or five treatments,
Actually, after the first treatment, he never took antibiotic anymore.
Right. The antibiotics were gone after the first treatment.
He told me he was going to give me two treatments, and if it doesn't work, you would have the surgery. But after the first treatment, he knows...
He already canceled it.
Yeah,
right.
Right, exactly, yeah. So basically, you'll see, if you go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, you'll find out that almost all chronic disorders are very easy to cure. Most of our patients get better the very first time. Antidepressant also. Antibiotic doesn't work because the circulation to the sinus area, in the case of Rocky, is all blocked.
Right.
So the drug doesn't get there.
Exactly.
The drug gets to the stomach, gets to the kidney.
It gets to where the circulation is good. Why would it want to fight against poor circulation, fight against traffic?
Exactly. So. It's like when you have a riot caused by a traffic jam. You ignore the traffic jam. You call in foreign troops. They cannot tell the good guys from the bad guys. But the foreign troops will kill the good guys. They go to good traffic area. Okay, let's say the traffic jam is in Sacramento. They don't get there. You get to San Francisco, Bakersfield, Los Angeles, and kill a more good guy than the bad guys. That's the problem with antibiotic. And when we open up the circulation, you don't need antibiotic. You instantly get better.
Right, because we're allowing your body to heal itself. One more thing with Rocky, you know, through the years we've treated him for sciatic pain, which within one treatment it goes away, you know, if he has increased stress. Also, his testosterone levels had decreased significantly, and we've also helped him raise it up to 700. And Rocky is actually in his 60s now, so he's doing very well. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com for more information.
And one more comment, okay, on the testosterone level, Dr. Elaine can take total credit. You give him the herbs. The difference between herbs and taking testosterone hormone is that it's
right.
More complete. The herbs make the testes work.
Right.
The herbs restore function of the body, of the organ, of the gonads.
Right.
Okay?
And we also did homeopathic injectables too.
So
for
all
the
of them,
testes.
Yeah. All of them increase the power of the body to secrete. You don't secrete just one kind of testosterone.
Right.
There are many kinds. Some of them we haven't discovered.
Right.
So it's much more wholesome approach. Okay.
Right. We have to add that he never took any exogenous testosterone ever, and it's
and if
raised
you do
on
that,
his own.
Actually, it throw you out of balance.
Right.
After a while, you won't work.
And it'll also atrophy your own testicles.
Exactly.
Which it's kind of like a slow castration.
Castration. Yes.
All right. Let's get to our first guest.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Renee. Welcome, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. Hi, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your story with us.
You're welcome.
Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came to see Dr. Tong.
Well, my cousin actually had a lot of pain on her foot for 2 years, and she saw Dr. Tong. Oh, she heard Dr. Tong on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, oh, let me try this doctor because I have so much pain for so many years. And Dr. Tong healed her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me the story. And then I thought, oh, I have several pains here and there. I'll go see Dr. Tong, too.
More than here and there.
You know, because I don't want to walk around with pain for a long time.
Yes.
So what were you suffering from?
Well, I had a lot of pains here and there. Number one was my numbness in my hands.
Okay.
Pain in my arm, pain in my shoulder,
mm-hmm.
pain in my neck, And okay. then I, one doctor says, I had carpal tunnel,
mm-hmm.
and I have a locked shoulder. And he said, oh, well, that needs surgery on your hands and on your shoulder. And, well, that's not something that I'm looking forward to.
And how long did you have the problems for?
No, I had this already for a couple of months.
Couple of months.
Only a couple of months, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I went also to therapy, what didn't help at all.
Okay.
How much therapy?
I get maybe 2 months therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Physical therapy?
Yes, I went to therapy. And
how often? Twice a week? Three times a week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once a week, actually. Once a week.
Once a week, okay. Mm. And it didn't do anything?
Didn't do anything. And I was so happy that she told me, oh, Dr. Tong can help you. This, that is what I tried to do. I went over there, and sure enough, I told my story, what I all have, and I had more than that because I just only came from my hands. But when I was there, I told him right away, oh, I have this, and I have that, and I have that. And, well, and he helped me on a lot of stuff. At least my hands, the numbness is gone.
Mm-hmm. With the first treatment?
With the first treatment.
Ooh.
I couldn't believe it because I was driving in my car, and I was waiting for the numbness in my hands. Because, to tell you the truth, I thought that cannot be possible in one treatment. You know, no pain in your hands, no numbness.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving around home and no numbness in my hands.
After the first treatment?
After the first treatment.
Yes, I'm impressed.
Yes, and then the pain in my neck was gone.
Mm. Good.
My pain in my shoulder was gone. The stiffness was still there.
Okay.
But all the pain went gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've had how many treatments?
That was after the first treatment.
That's the first treatment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after the second treatment, I have the locked shoulder is still a little bit there.
Okay.
But better.
The doctor said, you know, I have it for a while, and it's going to take a couple of treatments before that's going to be gone, and I trust him.
Mm-hmm. How long you had the locked shoulder?
I have that already for a couple of months.
Oh.
Like 4 months.
Mm.
Now, what other issues did Dr. Tong help you
with? What else?
Oh, I have also a sciatic nerve pain mm-hmm. in my left leg,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't sleep. I don't know how to lay down, left, right, it hurts so much, you cannot sleep. And that was after this first treatment that disappeared.
Wow.
Yes.
I was surprised. And even with driving, I didn't feel it. I couldn't believe it when I came home that those pain actually disappeared.
So to the audience who are listening to this story, this is very, very common with our practice. I told you that everything is very easy. Pain is very easy. Depression is very easy. Most chronic disorder, people get better the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors need to learn this, but they are uninterested. There are more money out there with surgery and with drugs.
Just to illustrate, with your cousin, Renee, for Barbara, she had this problem with her foot for 2 years, and she was put in a boot for 8 weeks, and then she tried prolotherapy, and then she was scheduled for surgery. So she went back to see her surgeon, and when she told him what happened, the surgeon was angry with her
for
going out to do something else. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you don't need me anymore. And I don't think this is what's helping you. This is just, spontaneous remission. Or I don't know what he said. But he was upset with her.
I think Barbara just say, you're right. I don't need you anymore.
And actually, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is her glaucoma has improved.
Yeah, we got to get her on the show. Yeah.
Numbers. Right. So her ophthalmologist cut her drops down, and I think she might take her off the drops in about a month if her numbers stay down. She went from her bad eye from 14 down to 12 down to 9.
Unbelievable.
Mm. Amazing. And
14 is not that high.
It's not that high, but they put her on it anyway.
Yeah.
It might have been a little higher, but anyway. So and then same, the ophthalmologist said, well, it's spontaneous remission. It can get better.
Mm-hmm. If you have it for so many years,
Here's the thing, okay? How come spontaneous remission never occurred with you guys?
Right.
Yes.
When the regular doctor.
She was on the drops for 6 years.
Yes. Exactly.
And then finally it spontaneous remissed.
Yeah.
You missed with the irregular doctors like us.
Now, Renee, if you don't mind my asking, did you have a history of some kind of cancer? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I just want to mention that.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah. I had breast cancer and they did an lumpectomy on me, on my right breast.
Okay.
And it was 1.5 centimeter in diameter.
Uh-huh.
And I have the surgery done a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And the scar tissue pain, actually the surgery went well, mm-hmm. and I recovered actually very well.
Mm-hmm.
Only the pain inside the breast, that is the scar tissue pain,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was there all the time.
Mm.
I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep on the right side because there was the scar tissue in my right breast.
So very hard, your skin hardened, right?
And, yeah, hardened, mm-hmm. and tension and actually pain inside.
Okay.
And whatever, if I put my bra on, it hurts. Even I have too tight of a shirt on, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrong movement, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep on my right side because of my breast.
So
I couldn't sleep on my left side because of my sciatic nerve.
So what you do is stand on your head?
Oh, unbelievable. I don't know how
then
to
you got
turn
a headache. No wonder you have a headache.
Yeah. Yes, you know, and that's why you never have a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and now after
terrible.
All of this, after two treatments,
mm-hmm.
I can sleep right, I can sleep right, left.
So the breast tissue has softened then?
Yes, he treated me twice
amazing.
On it.
Amazing, amazing.
And the pain disappeared actually the first time already.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still felt a little bit, you know, and I mm-hmm. thought, oh, Dr. Stone can do that better. And he did. Yeah, he did it for the second time.
Yes.
And I have no pain at all.
Wonderful.
And the doctor told me, well, it can take a year to 2 years before the pain disappears. You think, oh my God, it is already a year and a half and I'm still
and
pain.
Still, right.
Let me tell you. Yeah, another year and a half or 3 years.
It won't.
You won't go away.
Because the scar tissue is blockage, exactly.
Yes.
When you have the surgery, it causes scar tissue, which is, it's a literal blockage, that hardening of the skin. So mm-hmm. it's not going to get better unless you clear it.
Yes.
So wonderful, wonderful story.
I always have the idea that the scar on the outside is diminished. It is, you cannot see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost gone. It looks like it become lighter and lighter and lighter after the treatment.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Two treatments.
You only have two treatments.
Yes. Amazing.
But I'm going to see you Monday again.
Okay. Dr. Elaine will take care of you.
Okay. All right, Renee. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. Amazing. And we're so happy that you can share it with our listeners.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tom.
Okay,
take care.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest, Stephen. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Okay.
Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came to see Dr. Tong.
I've been in the action sports industry for the last 13 years, and I had a trip to Las Vegas that I won through my company, and, you know, it required we're going to do some off-road racing, we're going to do some golfing, and, you know, I started having lower back issues and having a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, typically I've had these chronic issues with my lower back, you know, for a long time, and typically they go away in, you know, 3 or 4 days. And
mm-hmm.
after about a week and a half of being in pain in my back, my fiance, you know, suggested that I go see Dr. Tong. And, you know, I was kind of at my wit's end at that point. I didn't know what else to do, and I thought, you know what? You know, what the heck? It couldn't hurt.
What? Now, how bad?
You're wrong.
It did kind of hurt, but let me tell you something. I feel so much better now.
Okay.
How bad was your pain? I mean, could you not move, or give us a little bit of...
Yeah, how is this time different?
On a scale from 1 to 10, I'd be really sore at about a 7. But
okay.
then, like, if I twist or turn in the wrong direction, it was a 10. Like, I mean...
Mm-hmm. So, I mean... You couldn't move, basically.
You're very
young.
Like
Yeah, and I'm young. I mean, well, I'm 43, almost 44, but...
Oh, you look
younger than
that.
Yeah, I turn and reach to grab something, and, like, I get a shooting pain in my back, and then I'd be, like, completely immobilized.
Oh.
That's not good before you're going to Vegas, right?
No, definitely not very fun.
So we got him in pretty much just, you know, last-minute emergency. So tell us about your experience. You've only had one treatment, correct?
I only had one treatment,
okay.
Yeah,
yes.
And I'm actually thinking about coming back because not because I'm in pain or anything,
but you need to. You need a strengthening.
Because I feel so much better now. I just know that there's so many more things that we can work on.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Whoa.
He's a very proactive person, Stephen.
Smarter than he looked.
trying to be. You know, the first thing Dr. Tong asked me was, you know, have you heard anything about Chinese medicine versus Western medicine? And I told him that, you know, it's funny, you know, 100 years ago, Western medicine, we were lobotomizing people. You know, and Chinese medicine has been practicing for over 2,000 years. And, and I figured in that amount of time that they would have had to have figured out a few things.
Yes.
So I was very open. Yeah. I was very open-minded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how was your pain after the treatment?
You know, I was sore a little bit the next day. Mm-hmm. But the 2 days following that, I actually flew to Vegas and I played 18 holes of golf. And I walked 18 holes of golf.
Wow.
And to me, that was amazing because, like, for a good 10 days prior, like, I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
No shooting pain when you twist wrong? No shooting pain?
No shooting pain. And, I mean, it was, you know, after 18 holes of golf, once again, I was a little bit sore, but, like, no pain anymore.
Mm-hmm. And how was your energy?
Awesome. Awesome. Although, I mean, we stayed out a couple late nights. It is Vegas.
That's exactly what we do. We put energy back in the body. The kidney energy, take care of the low back. But we don't just treat the low back alone.
We treat
everything. So you're very, very smart. You need to come back and then make your body stronger.
Right.
So you can handle more stress, more trauma, more bad food.
Yeah, Stephen actually is a wakeboarder. So, I mean, that's very, I mean, the injuries that you can suffer from that can be quite severe, right? I mean, you're on a surfboard, basically, and you have a boat pulling you. Is that a good description, accurate description?
Yeah, it's kind of like snowboarding, but behind a boat on the water. And like the number one injuries in our sport is, you know, blown ACL, MCL, you know, PCLs, and everybody's knees are the first to go because mm-hmm. there's a lot of impact from jumping in the air and going inverted. And mm-hmm. over the years, you know, I mean, I'm not like these young guys who are competing on tour anymore, but I still enjoy riding. But the impact is just, I think it's done a lot of compression to my lower back
and my
knees. And
that's why, right.
But the biggest deal was that, you know, Dr. Tong had talked to me about all sorts of issues, you know, that, you know, my digestive tract, my sleep apnea from snoring. And that's, you know, one of the hugest things. My fiance, you know, she thanks you so much, Dr. Tong, because my snoring has gone down by about 70%.
Wow.
The first night I came home, she woke up the next morning and said to me, she's like, I couldn't sleep all night. I'm like, why? Was I snoring? She's like, no. You were silent. and for me, like, because she's gotten so used to me snoring at night, being completely silent was like, she kind of freaked out. She'd wake up every, like, hour or so just to make sure I was still breathing.
So she doesn't need an alarm clock. You are the alarm clock.
And then how's your digestive system?
Awesome. I'm not really having any problems anymore.
Wonderful.
Listen, that's exactly why you should come back to do more. Get your knees strong. Get your arms strong. Get your back strong.
I mean, we call it tune-ups, you know. I mean, you know, we don't...
We enhance your health more.
Yeah, we get tune-ups, too, every few weeks.
We do it
so
all the time. Derek gets it every week with his wife. Yeah, my son. No, they exchange treatment every
week. We got to get Kathy in, too.
Yes.
She needs it.
Yes.
Oh, she does. We talked about it, actually.
Good. Uh-huh. Stephen, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and taking the time out to share with our listeners. We really appreciate it and hope to see you soon.
I will. I'll definitely see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Stephen.
Thanks, Dr. Tong.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us, you missed two wonderful cases, but they will be archived on our website. We had Renee with us who came, has only had two treatments with Dr. Tong, severe numbness and pain in her hands, arms, and shoulder. After the first treatment, actually, the numbness completely disappeared. After the second treatment, the pain and everything is much improved. Also was a breast cancer survivor, had a lumpectomy a year and a half ago, and and after that had severe pain from the hardening of her breast tissue. Her doctor said, oh, in a year it should soften up and the pain should go away. Year and a half later, still in pain. She couldn't sleep on her right side because of the breast pain, and she couldn't sleep on her left side because of the sciatica. After two treatments, she can sleep on any side she wants. The breast tissue has softened. She can wear her bra now without pain, and her sciatic pain is gone. All her pain is gone. We also had with us Steven, who only has had one treatment with Dr. Tong, been in the action sports industry for 13 years, wakeboarding, and basically had a severe back pain before a trip to Vegas. And we got him in last minute. One treatment, he was able to play 18 holes of golf the next couple days. Energy was up the roof. Digestion was better, and his sleep apnea improved. The first night, he didn't snore at all. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Give us a call. You want to talk about some of the propositions coming out?
Yeah, first I want to talk about they pushed through two vaccine laws. One is you can vaccinate 12-year-old to prevent, regardless of, to prevent sexually transmitted, cervical cancer. For a 12-year-old, it's ridiculous. Without the parental consent or knowledge. And then they pushed another vaccine law that you require to get the health worker to sign consent for you to do that. But the next one is worse. Vaccine, the second most threatening thing to humankind. The most threatening to our survival are GMOs.
Right.
All industrialized countries, all of them, require labeling GMOs, except United States.
And for anyone who's not familiar, GMOs is genetically modified organisms.
Just like corn. They have GMO corn. All the corn, over 90% of corn in this country are GMOs. And then soy is next, okay? And corn, the label as pesticide, looks exactly like corn.
Mm-hmm.
So the insect eats it and die. So how are we going to be affect our health when we eat this kind of corn?
The point is, we want to vote yes on Proposition 37.
You make them label it.
Make them label it.
Make them label it.
At this point, President Obama has put Monsanto as the head of his advisory.
Yes.
And, Michelle Obama should really know better. You know, she has written books about how fresh her garden is. Then if you really want fresh food, then you need to have the GMOs labeled. People need to know what they're eating. It is atrocious that, it's very hypocritical. So we want our listeners to be informed. Please vote yes on Proposition 37.
Just labeling it, okay?
That's all.
Yeah,
labeling. You can buy it if you want,
exactly.
But then at least you know what you're buying.
Exactly. We don't know what we're buying.
Right. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.